Watch Lou Dobbs, Trump's Call for More Immigration a Catastrophe. By John Binder on March 7, 2019. Fox Business Network host Lou Dobbs blasted President Trump's fourth push in a month to increase legal immigration to benefit multinational corporations at the expense of American workers, calling the policy shift a tragic reversal of his America First platform and a catastrophe for the country's working class. During a segment on Lou Dobbs Tonight, Dobbs slammed Trump's comments yesterday when he called for legal immigration to be increased beyond the already 1.2 million legal immigrants that are admitted every year so that businesses could grow their profit margins. "We want a lot of people coming in, we want to have the companies grow, and the only way they're going to grow is if we give them the workers, and the only way we're going to have the workers is to do exactly what we're doing," Trump said during a White House roundtable alongside advisor Ivanka Trump, Apple CEO Tim Cook, and IBM CEO Ginni Rometty. Dobbs said the policy shift would wipe out the job gains and wage increases that the country's working and middle class have enjoyed thanks to the tightened labor market. Dobbs said, "Tonight I'd like to share a few thoughts, however, about the what I fear is a new direction for the president and his administration and what could very likely a catastrophe for our working men and women, our middle class and the American family. The very people this president has represented from the moment he announced he would run for the presidency," emphasis added. "What we watched unfold today at the White House was, to me, a disastrous policy turn and heartbreaking," emphasis added. Dobbs said Chamber of Commerce President Tom Donahue should have never been invited to the White House to begin with, noting the big business lobby's constant undermining of Trump's higher American agenda. Dobbs said, "To be clear, the presence of the Chamber of Commerce President Tom Donahue is impossible to misinterpret. DC's biggest lobbyist wants to reverse the direction of rising labor costs and return to the cheap labor policies of the 20 years that preceded the Trump presidency. I don't even know why this White House would let him in the door. He is the enemy of this administration and absolutely tries to reverse every policy in business and economics that this president has advanced." Further, Dobbs said the Trump administration should steer clear of the multinational corporate agenda, which seeks to provide business with a never-ending flow of foreign labor to keep wages low and stagnant while outsourcing American jobs to foreign countries to additionally cut labor costs. Dobbs continued, "And that the nation's heart will be, after all, broken by the very same people who brought 50 years of consecutive trade deficit and the export of millions of middle-class jobs and who have fed the swamp for decades. I have a request tonight. Please let your congressmen in this White House know what you think about all of this. And please, be very honest with them. I'd make the same request of the advisors to this president who've served him so poorly," emphasis added. The mass importation of legal immigrants, mostly due to President George H.W. Bush's Immigration Act of 1990, which expanded legal immigration levels, diminishes job opportunities for the roughly 4 million young American graduates who enter the workforce every year wanting good-paying jobs. In the last decade alone, the U.S. admitted 10 million legal immigrants, forcing American workers to compete against a growing population of low-wage foreign workers. Meanwhile, if legal immigration continues, there will be 69 million foreign-born residents living in the U.S. by 2060. This would represent an unprecedented electoral gain for the left, as Democrats win about 90% of congressional districts where the foreign-born population exceeds the national average. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.